What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We'll be putting a tariff on of approximately 100% on chips and semiconductors. But if you're building in the United States of America, there's no charge, even though you're building and you're not producing yet in terms of the big numbers of jobs and all of the things that you're building. If you're building, there will be no charge.
Picture this nightmare scenario. What he's doing right here, Lee, is totally national security. Yes, it's bringing back manufacturing. Everything that we innovated in this country, better than the rest of the world, in other words, stuff China hasn't stolen yet, needs chips, semiconductor chips, high-end, high-tech chips. Inside the factories in Taiwan is our technology. It is produced for us. They sell us 60% of what we buy. And yes, China makes chips, but it's not the high-end stuff. And so once you understand why China wants to take Taiwan, it's the chips. Because suppose China took Taiwan this morning. Well, suppose China took Taiwan. Let's go back to January. One of two things would happen, both of which China would love. They would either get the factories and de facto like that have absolute control over U.S. manufacturing, and they'd get the tech. That's the big draw for taking Taiwan. They would immediately dominate the world's chip business, and they would inherit, again, our tech, which is inside those factories because they make them for us. Or the kill switches that we have insisted be installed in those factories to destroy them in the event of a Chinese attack would destroy the facilities. Either way, China wins. They have total upper hand on the semiconductor and chip business and the semiconductor chip business. That is the number one reason to take Taiwan, right there. And we were totally unprepared. We had a president who was really our first, truly Chinese president, Chairman Ho, and he was busy shutting down, or maybe it was Hunter using the auto pen, hard to say. Anyway, he was in, and Jill, because I mean, that's what they got paid for, right? That's what the $30 million was for that the IRS investigation found. And I keep bringing it up. Some people complain, why are you still talking about him? Because you got, why are you still talking about the Bidens? To understand what is happening now, you have to go back.
Context.
You have to go back to the payoff by China when the Bidens got put on the payroll. When the New York Post reported, well, yes, here are the staffers that were actually running the Biden presidency, but who are they answering to? Jill and Hunter. Who took the $30 million? Jill and Hunter. There you go. What was Chairman Ho doing? He was shutting down the rare earth minerals. He was making semiconductor manufacturing impossible. But Lee, you cannot have a supply chain here and onshore the chip manufacturing business if you do not have A, rare earth minerals. Can't do it. And B, a factory or factories to build the chips at. Advantage China. We just saw what China did in the last week, cutting us off from rare earth minerals as punishment, because we're now in a full-on trade war that could go hot any moment. What just happened? The game changer is the Taiwan Semiconductor Manufacturing Company opened in Arizona last couple of months. That is why, and Tim Cook with Apple tried to explain this yesterday, and the screeching journalists were going, Epstein, Epstein, Epstein. It was embarrassing. Trying to distract from what Trump is doing because it is such a triumphant win for this country. And Apple, Tim Cook, was trying to explain, hey, we started this process with Trump in 2017. With the opening of the factory, we can finally manufacture here. And we even have idiots on our side running around, well, they've said they'd do it before. They couldn't. The presidency was stolen by Chairman Ho and the Chinese. That's why this did not go forward. And Joe immediately starts putting the rare earth minerals off limits for 20 years. By the way, we need new legislation to reverse that. Still haven't gotten that out of the idiots in Congress, but that's okay. So this facility opens. Headline, New York Times, May 14, 2020. TSMC is set to build a U.S. chip facility, a win for Trump. And Tim Cook tried to explain this yesterday before he was interrupted by screeching reporters wanting to know about Epstein. They knew what they were doing. They were sent in there to interrupt the press, to hijack it so people couldn't figure out what was happening. Because Tim Cook and Trump might have explained it. If we can make semiconductor chips here, Katie, bar the door. China probably won't even bother to take Taiwan. It's pointless. Too big of a headache. So that's what happened yesterday. It's game changing for this country. That's how you had the $600 billion announcement, Lee, because now they're saying, okay, now we can put the money in. Why? Because we can actually have a supply chain here. And that is new over the last few months. Mm-hmm. This is the biggest investment Apple has ever made in America or anywhere else. Trump says there are a lot of factories, a lot of plants that are either under construction or soon will be starting construction. He says, so I want to tell you a year from now, they'll be making them. The company said, listen to this. This is CNBC. Its U.S.-based supply chain will produce 19 billion chips for its products this year. Now, listen to this. This is the key part. This is what people don't understand. That's including chips made by TSMC in Arizona. That's the Taiwan company. Still owned by Taiwan. Profits go back to Taiwan. That's okay, though, because they make it here. It's safe here. We can defend it from China here. We can defend the tech from China here. This is a massive disincentive for China to take Taiwan. This is an absolute next level 5D chess military move.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now listen to this. The company said the U.S.-based supply chain would produce more than 19 billion chips for its products this year. That's including chips made by TSMC in Arizona, Apple said. It also includes U.S.-made wafers from Global Wafers and chips from Texas Instruments. Okay. And I'm going to put it all together because this is amazing. The iPhone maker said its goal was to have an end-to-end supply chain, which means that every part of the chip-making process can take place on American soil. Again, idiots in the financial media, idiots on our side, and idiots on our side in the financial media. We're saying, well, they promised this in 2018. It didn't even happen. They couldn't do it, morons. God, I get so frustrated. Here's why they couldn't do it. Because Chairman Ho put the rare earth minerals off limits. We had one company left and it was on gas fumes. It was called MP Materials, Lee. What just happened with MP Materials? Why does that sound familiar? Well, their stock just went up 20%. Why did your stock go up 20%? $400 million investment by who? Pentagon, Pete Hegseth. Why would the Pentagon buy? Because this is critical to preventing war with China. We have got to own the supply chain. We can't even risk a corporation owning all of it or controlling all of it, because these chips are critical for everything. Our satellites, all of our military tech, all of our high tech, which is, you know, with our tech, Lee, you can't tell where the tech part of it ends and the military begins a lot of times.
Right. And that's the advantage that we have.
So, folks, this was earth-shattering yesterday. I didn't think we could move these supply chains for another couple of years. Trump saying, I mean, when you got Apple saying, yeah, we're gonna churn out 19 billion chips in partnership with TSMC, you've got us now controlling MP Materials, the Pentagon controlling MP Materials of $400 million. Earlier this year, Apple said it would invest $500 million in rare earth miners and that it would build AI servers at a factory in Texas. Who is that? That's MP Materials. So you got Apple and the Pentagon controlling their own supply chain. What did you see this year? Trump saying to Apple, get the heck out of China. And Apple, they're stealing all our stuff. We can't have our tech in China. And Apple, for the first time, able to go, okay. And everyone thought they would move to India. This is the big reveal yesterday. No, they can come here for the first time. I don't mean to go on and on, but do you see how exciting this is?
Absolutely. What Trump has done in 7 months is undo all the damage that this country did by granting China most favored trading status years ago. The damage that's been done to the American middle class, the damage that's been done to the supply chains, the damage that has been done to American manufacturing, all this is being undone by these actions by the Trump administration in just 7 months. And we have generational damage that was done to this country and the workforce and our supply chains due to that decision years and years ago.
Apple has made similar announcements in the past, CNBC writes. In 2018, so last Trump term, under pressure during the first Trump administration, Apple committed to spend $350 billion in the U.S. over 5 years, or about $70 billion per year. But again, it couldn't because it didn't have this stuff. Okay, Trump did a game-changing thing that freaked out all the idiot war hawks, including on our side, okay? He said at the end of the last term, this is how he got Taiwan to move its highest tech manufacturing here to America. He said to him point blank, I'm not defending you in a war on China, with China. Not doing it. Sorry. They freaked. They freaked. And then he said, or, you know, I might defend you if you move your factory here. They moved to the factory. All that dates back to 2017 and 2018. So we can begin to say, Lee, to China, blow a hole in Taiwan. We don't care. We'll flip the kill switches inside the factories. And you know what we'll do? We'll just build another annex onto the factory in Arizona. Screw you, China. And this is why all of this going on, excuse my language, but I get very fired up. This is why all of this going on this week, what did China just do? They are desperate. They cut off the rare earth minerals. But it doesn't matter because we opened the first rare earth minerals mine in 70 years 2 weeks ago. Do you know when that mine applied for a permit? 14 years ago. That is how stupid we are. We used to be the leader in rare earth minerals, but the Democrats shut all the mines down and ground the permitting process to a halt. And then you had Chairman Ho, my name for Joe Biden because he's a whore, shutting down all of the rare earth minerals mines. We had two others we were getting some from. He shut them down because he was working for China. It's all reversed. All China can do is cry and cut off the minerals. Yeah, go ahead, take Taiwan. I dare you. Idiots.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.